Hello, y'all.
Hello.
This is another episode of From the Hip. I'm your host, Dawn Burks. And today I have some help, some really good help. Who are you?
Hello. My name is Stacy Fernandez. I'm currently an intern here. And sadly, my last day will be on Tuesday.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Aww, I know. One single tear.
Who are you?
I'm Chelsea Watkins.
Oh,
yes, me. Hello.
That's because y'all know her.
I do a little research here, little archives here, but that's mm-hmm. about it. That's me.
And who are you?
Hi, Joy.
Hi, Tommy.
Oh, yes. Hi, my name is Tommy Noel. Like Christmas, that's what I tell people when I say my last name. And I work in video, and I've just decided to come join y'all today.
And we're so glad.
We are.
It y'all, is good to be here.
Y'all, we're going to tell you the truth. We kind of bullied Tommy.
Basically, yes, yes.
But he's here and I'm happy about it. I mean, you know, we do have something in common. When I introduced myself, well, besides working here. I'm sorry. Besides working here.
please.
Switch it up fast.
When I introduce myself to people sometimes, I go, Dawn, like the morning.
Oh, okay.
Ah. Cute.
Oh, you should say, I'm Dawn, like the dish soap.
I'm Dawn. I cut grease out of your way.
That could work.
It could work.
Or I'm Dawn, like the Dawn, like the male Dawn, but with the W.
Oh, like D-O-N. Like that.
Yeah,
Dawn.
Like
yeah,
Dawn.
That's what he's saying. Yeah. Oh. That's what he's saying. Like, no.
Okay.
No, not good. We all go, no. Not good. Okay. So this is kind of a sad day. Well, yesterday was a sad day, and it's still sad. Is we're going to take a moment of silence here, just a moment, for the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. Okay.
Wow. That was quick.
That was a fast moment.
That was a blink.
Well, I mean.
How about some respect?
Yes, please.
Boom. Boom.
That was good. I'll give that to you.
That was good. I'll give that to him, too.
Spontaneous.
It's like, are we grading Tommy's joke?
Yes.
Yes. Dad jokes over here.
So, no, it's just that I wanted to get to because we need to call Fox News on the carpet, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Because they did the unimaginable. They used a photo of Patti LaBelle to talk about that Aretha Franklin was dead. Okay. What bothers me more about this than anything, because we're journalists, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that Aretha gave y'all days to prepare.
She did.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't like it was Bowie and you woke up that morning and it's like, oh my gosh, she's dead.
Right.
You know, she gave everybody days to prepare. So much so that the day she died, BET celebrated her. They had like a music video marathon over four networks.
Oh,
BET
yeah.
Soul, BET Hip Hop, BET Her, and I think original BET.
Wait, there are that many BETs?
Honey, you ain't know.
I didn't even know.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they are coming for
the
your
more
TV.
You know.
The okay. more you know.
Do, do, do.
And then 2020 had a complete, and they, was it 2020 or 60 Minutes? Anyway.
It was 2020.
It was 2020.
On ABC.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They had a complete special ready to roll out. And then Fox News, somebody just slaps in a picture of a elderly black woman and says, that's Aretha Franklin. I'm sure it's Aretha.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear
black woman singer?
Did you hear their apology?
No.
Made it even worse.
Oh, God.
Because their apology said that Aretha and Patti were on stage together and Aretha was cropped out. Well, you do research. Lots of people do research. They found out that Patti and Aretha were not on stage at that time. So their apology made it even worse than just saying, we screwed up.
And then they lied.
Yep.
On top of that egregiousness. You know what? I hope Aretha Franklin's ghost just roams their hall singing respect. Just up in Hannity's ear, R-E-S-P. You know, I just want that to happen.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. So, y'all, one of the songs I used to sing with these people I used to sing with was Chain of Fools. So Aretha has been near and dear to me for a minute. I'm not going to break out in it now because my voice doesn't sound like it did then. But She's always been, our birthdays are a couple of days apart. Okay. It's like in a row, it's like Aretha, me, and Chaka Khan. That's just how it works.
Oh.
You know, all the divas right there in a row. But so there's a lot of TV going on with Aretha too, and we're gonna get to talking to TV in a minute because I think there's Get TV is doing Aretha on Sunday, and PBS is doing a special tonight. So okay. You guys, you know, and that's our very clumsy segue into the reason we're all gathered here today is we're gonna talk TV. Stacey, what you watching?
I'm watching Insecure and tweeting about Insecure. And
yes, she is.
And what is your Twitter handle so we can all follow that?
You know, follow me at Stacey Fernandez. Be my voice.
Well, there. You okay? Need some water? You have water.
No. and she's choosing not to drink it.
There we go. Stacey Fernandez B on Twitter and on Instagram. Follow me for, you know, hilarious tweets.
She's a good tweeter.
She is a good tweeter. Mm-hmm.
Is that what we call
she's a good
people who tweet tweeters?
Twitter.
I think we should.
Twitter well, people.
I heard somebody say Twitterer, and I really did not like that. That's just cumbersome.
We're not
and unnecessary.
Well,
Stacey is good on Twitter.
Yeah. Insecure, like, you know, I just identify so heavily with some of these characters. Like, Molly, you know, she's really trying her best. She's trying to be out here and, like, be independent, but she's just not doing it right now.
She's not.
Well, you know.
She's, like, halfway there.
I mean, she did it a little bit.
Yeah, okay. When she asked for the keys back from Dro, and he just looked at her like, I mean, y'all can't see our expressions right now, but they're hilarious.
They are hilarious. Okay, so for those of you who don't watch Insecure, it is on HBO.
Yes.
It's from the great mind of Issa Rae, who also stars in the series. And it's about a couple of 20-somethings who are trying to get their lives right. Right.
Black 20-somethings.
Black 20-somethings. Mm-hmm. And it's very authentic.
Yes.
It's very authentic. This is how people actually talk to each other. So that's a good thing, right? To actually see non-code switching. Mm-hmm. You know, we can see our lives.
Right.
I recognize my past life. I think it was when Issa had the hotation.
Yes.
Yes.
So Tommy, have you not seen Secure?
No, I don't have HBO. I don't have a password. I don't have it on cable.
Password?
Can you give me your password?
No.
Oh. I use my sister's.
Oh. What's your sister's name?
Probably.
Look, y'all just talking about that on the podcast. You know HBO does not like you trading passwords.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, Netflix doesn't care. Netflix is like, how many people you want to give your password
to? How many profiles do y'all have?
Exactly. I got 3 on the family. Yeah, we got 3. Oh. And maybe a little bit more.
Hotation.
Are we explaining to Tommy what a hotation is?
Yes.
Yeah, what's a hotation?
Okay, Tommy.
So it's derived from the word rotation.
Okay.
And then you mix that together with the prefix ho.
Ho.
So together you have hotation. So it's the people who are in your rotation of partners, and you know, partners is whatever you define it as. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever you want to do with said people.
Okay. He said, "What kind of show is this?" It's a very authentic and real show.
Okay,
they keep it 100 for real.
Yep,
it's on HBO, so they can do anything.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But it's almost revolutionary in the way they approach everything. Mm-hmm. Like, it feels like everything's based on something real. Mm-hmm. It's very grounded.
It feels like your friends.
Yeah.
That's what you compared it to, Friends.
No, from, no, well,
kind of.
Are you talking about Friends, the show?
Yeah, back on NBC back in the, you know, 90s and early 2000s.
Except Friends didn't have any black people.
Well,
yeah, Living Single though.
Aisha Tyler was on Friends for a minute,
for like a solid minute, like the whole 60 seconds.
She dated Ross.
Wait,
yeah, she did.
Oh yeah,
wasn't Gabrielle like Union on there too?
Yeah, no? She also dated Ross. Yeah.
Isn't Gabrielle Union on everything?
Yes,
that's true.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel about being Mary Jane?
I liked it.
I liked it, and then I did not like it.
Okay, when did you guys start to not like it?
I just kind of fell off in the middle.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Last couple of seasons.
Mm-hmm.
It just went too many storylines that didn't have a good enough resolution.
Mm-hmm.
That's Gabrielle Union's show on BET.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
Be a Mary Jane.
No, which BET?
The main one.
Okay. The main one. She had to take them to court so she could get paid.
Oh, wait, Gabrielle Union?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
And I think that's kind of when it started going down. They were like, oh, okay, we're just going to wash our hands of this. Mm-hmm.
Didn't they switch producers or something? Because yeah. they moved the show to be starring like in New York City.
Right. They moved her locale and everything. But it was good. It was really, really good.
When it first came out, like it was a big deal.
Yeah. I mean, she's a journalist trying to make a mark and a network. And then she started doing like, are they
everybody?
Tommy. Right. That too. But are they really cutthroat in TV journalism? You know about
this. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They are?
They're real cutthroat. Yes. It's all, well, it's deadline, deadline, deadline. Like, you
what
got
about,
to.
Like, personality?
But yeah.
I'm sorry. You're talking about people?
Yeah. Do you stab people in the back and try to get their jobs?
It depends. It depends. I've seen it before. Oh, it depends.
Okay. It's not. Is it like that in print? I mean, I'm new to the game, but I feel like it's not like that.
All I can tell you. Broadcast TV and print journalism. Mm-hmm. They both got the divas.
Yeah, do. Yeah. I'm pleading the fifth.
Okay. Probably the best.
Because I've been around way too long. I know where skeletons are in the closet, underneath the lights, in the carpet, in the walls. I just know.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. You'd be amazed at the things that you hear. Like, sometimes the gossip isn't true, but the gossip is made in such a way so it can, it's misdirection, because the truth is worse than the gossip. So they'd rather you believe the gossip. It's just really interesting. But so, you know, authenticity is a big thing in TV right now, and I think it's why we are in what they're trying to say is a platinum age. I mean, okay, so you're watching Insecure. What are you watching, Chelsea?
I'm watching Insecure too. Yes. The last thing I binge was Orange is the New Black.
Confession. I have not started watching this season of Insecure.
That's why she ain't saying nothing.
Tragic. Mm-hmm. Problematic.
Yeah, you've seen three episodes of Real Housewives of Dallas.
Yes. And your point is?
The Real Housewives franchise is just a good franchise.
Even Dallas?
I watch Orange County. Let me just say that. Okay, right. That's what I'm watching now.
Wow. Well, you know what, though? They're the OGs. So,
Orange County is good.
Yeah, Orange County is the OG. It's
Olive Garden?
No.
California?
Orange County?
No, said OG.
Is that what?
Oh.
I know what it stands for. Original gangster. I know. But when I hear OG, I think of Olive Garden. Probably because I'm always thinking about pasta. We're going to the OG tonight? Yeah. And pick up some Cold Stone Creamery afterward? Oh, no.
So, okay.
She's going to tweet that out.
You guys, we have a board here. I'm talking, not you guys at the table, but you guys listening. We have a board here with a list of things that we may be talking about. And I think now is the time that we get to number four on the list. Why Tommy is
no.
so cool.
You know what? I just wrote that just because I wanted to write on the board.
Tommy, you're very cool, though.
Hey, Tommy's amazing. Thank you. Thanks, y'all.
He's open to dialogue.
I
mean,
you know, we celebrated. I felt like I had my holiday this week and Left-Handers Day, because I am left-handed and I'm very proud of being left-handed. So that's probably why I'm cool, because I'm left-handed.
You know, I know some pretty cool left-handed people.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We're all cool.
I'm with that.
Barack?
Yeah, I don't know about that. Yeah.
What do you mean you don't know about Barack?
No. I did not say that. They will not be coming for me. Black journalists matter.
They will. Yes, they do.
They will not be coming for me. What happened was I was alluding to your earlier comment, but you brought up Barack middle of me responding to that.
I should not have brought up Obama, right?
Now you got me sounding like Fox News.
Problematic.
Okay, sorry.
It's all right. Okay, speaking of problematic, Orange is the New Black. We binged it, right?
Yes, we did.
We binged it. You didn't
Tommy?
See it.
Nope.
Why am I even here?
Because we wanted your company.
Because we wanted your company.
Yeah. Oh, actually, y'all are going to persuade me to watch these shows.
Yes, we are.
Orange is the New Black is on Netflix.
Yes.
I got Netflix.
You got Netflix. Okay.
I have a website for you for Insecure.
Okay.
Don't tell HBO.
Oh.
You just told them.
You know what?
They don't know
what. Right. All right.
They got to find us first, right? Okay.
Tell me why I should watch OITNB.
Well, first of all, don't call it that.
Okay.
Oinkba? You can write it as that, but don't
Oinkba.
Call it
just
that.
Just call it Orange.
Orange.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Well, first of all, it's based on a memoir, which is always a good thing, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Piper Kerman. Ends up in prison.
The worst character.
The worst character.
To be honest.
On the TV show.
Yeah.
But the woman herself wrote this book. to expose systemic issues
okay.
within the women's prison pipeline and okay. the population.
And so, it's loosely based on a true story.
Yes, okay. loosely. Okay. So because what Netflix has done, of course, is they've dramatized all of this. Like last season was all issue, mm-hmm. issues. And this year is more character study.
Okay.
Because my thing about, I had a problem with last season because the character studies the issues overtook the characters. And the characters are ones we've come to really like. And the issues are already there. You don't have to beat me over the head with them. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've got the guards mistreating them. So uh-huh. you don't have to kill somebody to make me know that the guards are mistreating some of the inmates.
Exactly.
You know? So, but you learn lots of things. You learn on Orange is the New Black that you can take the flavoring packets from ramen noodles and put it over anything and make it edible.
Oh,
that's a good way to put it.
Good to know. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. You learn that. You learn how to make prison makeup.
Mm-hmm.
You learn how to make prison hooch.
Yes. Hooch. Okay.
You learn how to make shoes out of pads.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Nice. Shower shoes out of pads.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because yeah. the bottom's plastic.
Absorbent.
You know?
Right.
Okay.
You know, you're not wrong.
Oh my God. Yeah. So those, I really like I learned so much. The first season I was watching Orange is the New Black, I'd like start taking notes.
Because in case you end up in prison, you'll know what to do?
No. Because some of that stuff is useful in real life.
Oh, okay.
You know, my mama told me not to throw anything out.
Oh.
I got a first, second, and third use for everything in my house.
Okay.
And now I got a fourth use because of Orange is the New Black. But barring that, there are also these characters very, very richly drawn.
Mm-hmm.
The writing is excellent. You know, there's a local writer. Her name is Merritt Tears, who's a screenwriter on this season, this sixth season. Mm-hmm. Six?
Yeah.
Six.
Jeez. Yeah. And she's a novelist. So she brings that kind of prosaic attitude to the script of the TV show. It can be really enveloping.
Okay. And you interviewed Crazy Eyes?
Crazy Eyes.
Oh,
yes.
Hey, okay.
You know.
Suzanne. She Uzo Aduba.
Yeah.
And she plays Suzanne, Crazy Eyes Warren. And one of the things I really like about Orange is they have flashbacks. I'm gonna call it back flash. They have flashbacks to tell you how the person ended up in prison.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And so Crazy Eyes is really heartbreaking. She was just mm-hmm. trying to make a friend.
Really?
Yeah, she was just trying to make a friend, and a little boy ends up dead, you know? Yeah. So,
whoa.
Yeah.
And, I'm intrigued.
Well, yeah.
Now I want to watch.
The backstories are kind of the most endearing.
They are.
I'm sorry, the what?
The backstories.
Oh, the backstories.
Oh, okay. Oh, my God. Barb and Carol. Oh.
Yeah, their yes. backstory, I was like.
Their backstory. Mackenzie Phillips. You know Mackenzie Phillips?
She's wait, this on, is based on she's a true on, story?
She's on Orange is the New Black.
Nah. Wait, what?
No.
The actress. I thought we were talking about the little girl never mind.
Mackenzie Phillips is the actress. She played Barb and or Carol. I always get them mixed up. Yeah. But she is back in Orange is the New Black. But I wanted their backstory. I need their younger characters to have a series all their own.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. A spinoff.
Yeah. It's, okay. I mean, but it's their backstory is that good. Some of the backstories are that good that they could be standalone shows.
All right.
So, okay. That's my case for Orange is the New Black.
Cool. I'm in. I'll watch.
Oh, you're in.
Yeah. All right. So now y'all talk about in the spoilers and stuff.
Talk about the spoilers?
Or talk about what you were going to talk about. Because you've convinced me to watch it.
Okay.
So now just pretend like I'm...
But we don't want to spoil it for you.
I know.
Because it has a lot of spoilery type stuff.
Oh, great.
You don't want to do that.
But okay. Now, okay, we can tell you this because it's not really spoilery. I mean, because you can see it coming a mile away. When Piper goes to jail, she's engaged to this dude, right? Well, mm-hmm. she ends up in jail with her former...
Love
girlfriend,
yeah,
her former girlfriend, and then of course she ends up being with her girlfriend because she sees her all the time, mm-hmm. even though she's really mad at her because she's the reason that she's in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's
also,
a lot.
You can skip season two.
What?
You really can, like for real.
She said, also, you can skip season two.
I'm just trying to help you.
You're saving me some time. Yeah. Thank you. Okay.
Well, I mean, it's a lot of seasons to catch up on, so yeah. You know,
you always could do it in a weekend. I believe in you.
Ew.
Six
you
seasons?
Think I have
that's
no
a lot.
Life?
I think she just said that to you.
I think so.
Just stay in bed. Maybe, okay, over the course of a week.
That's how I watched Insatiable.
Going back to what Stacey tweets, Stacey tweeted something about me saying that I enjoy getting up early on the weekend.
He does.
What time do you get up? I feel like if I'm not out of bed by like 8.
Oh, God.
The day's gone.
I mean, you can be in bed at 8.
My dad would call me and be like, "You're wasting daylight."
Boy, bye.
Tommy, tell them what time brunch is for you.
Brunch, well, first of all, brunch shouldn't exist, but...
Amen, amen.
High five.
Okay, no.
If I were to meet for brunch...
Uh-huh. He doesn't meet for brunch. He meets for breakfast.
9 a.m.
That's breakfast.
No, breakfast is at 7 or 7:30.
I can't eat that early. I will be honest. I can't eat that early.
Awake then.
My stomach's not ready for food.
Nope.
Okay.
Brunch is 11 o'clock in the morning.
I took a Twitter poll and they said 10 to 2 or 11 to 3.
That's lunch. That's past lunch.
That's why it's called brunch.
I cannot have breakfast food after noon. It's physically impossible.
Thank you,
Y'all have never had breakfast for dinner?
No.
It's good. It's
growing up and it's not. No.
I've seen people do it, but I'm not the one.
Oh my God. Mm. It's delicious.
It really is.
You can have a pancake, whatever.
There are places that offer breakfast burritos all day. I'm like, why?
Breakfast tacos are good all day.
Yeah.
No.
It's just eggs. Like,
sausage.
If I want bacon, I'm chopping it up and putting it in a buffalo chicken casserole.
Casserole. Okay.
If I want bacon afternoon, that's how it's going in some other way. I'm wrapping it around a jalapeno.
Ooh.
Okay. I mean, we're here for that. Okay. If you want to bring those in.
You're putting it on a hamburger.
Mm. Yes, exactly. Yes. I'm adding it some other way, but I'm not having it with eggs beside it.
Afternoon.
I'm just not doing it.
Y'all aren't living your best lives.
I'm really not.
1 p.m.?
You look at me right now.
Because if you wake up at 11 or 10.
Who wakes up at 11?
Sometimes it be that way.
I do.
Tommy, just because you wake up at 8 does not mean we're like you.
Okay. Bye.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You guys are supposed to be convincing him to watch Insecure.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Do they have brunch?
No.
Yeah, I've seen them go to brunch a couple of times.
Okay. I feel like they would brunch.
How many seasons have Insecure been on?
This is the third one.
This is the third season. Okay. Just started.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
And it's HBO, so you can't get, like, you can't binge the whole season.
You can't after.
Unless you... No. Okay.
Not like this season.
Yeah.
You have to wait, like...
Mm-hmm.
Every
like Walking Dead,
which is kind of fun. Like,
yeah,
that's how we used to do it in the old days.
I know exactly. I mean,
you'd watch that episode of Friends and be like, oh, gotta wait till next week to find out what Rachel and Joey are gonna do.
And when the season ended, you had to wait a full 3.5 months before it came back.
Yeah,
I mean,
and now TV shows have this mid-season finale.
It's
weird. Please,
it's so crazy to me. It's like when I first introduced somebody to Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Angel. He looked at me and he said, "I don't know how you did it." I'm like, "What do you mean?" He's like, "You had to wait an entire summer to get the resolution to this cliffhanger." And I was like, "Wow.
Yeah.
You guys are missing out on some of the best part of it, all the debating back and forth in the fandom about what's going to happen and why and how and coming up with your own theories and then being able to say, I told you so. They've just taken that away from us.
And now the live tweeting. The live tweeting.
I feel like that's kind of calmed down on my timeline.
It has.
Like, it's not as big.
Well, you know, what used to get me was when the stars, like the stars of Empire, they would have every last one of them live tweeting the show.
Oh man.
And it's like, who do you follow? Do I follow Yaz the Great because I like his character, or what do I do?
I don't know. How are you following all these people if you're also trying to watch the show at the same time?
It's like, you can't do
it. Is Empire still on?
Yes.
Yeah. Does it jump the shark?
I mean, okay, so I went back to the new season.
Okay.
And he doesn't have a leg or something? And that's when I was like, nah. Right.
Who
like,
doesn't have a leg?
Lucius.
I was like, oh, he ain't got a leg?
Who took his leg?
Where'd his leg go?
Andre took his leg.
Who's Andre?
Andre's
the oldest son.
Okay. Andre, that makes sense.
Andre and Shine put out a hit on Lucius, and Andre tried to back out. And Shine was like, you said we were going to kill him. And he pressed the button, and the car blew up, and Lucius lost his leg.
Oh.
Dang.
And his memory.
And his memory?
That's a lie.
Has he gained it?
What's happening here? Here's where people err. and mess up with Empire. They try to treat it as serious TV. Empire is a nighttime soap opera. Empire is Dynasty, but set in the world of hip hop music.
Yeah.
So when you look at it through the lens of this is a nighttime soap opera, well, yeah, it's over the top. I mean, this is like Lucius losing his leg and his memory at the same time is akin to Marlena being taken over by the devil on Days of Our Lives.
Oh, but do you think people are like?
But
like
Chelsea
these?
Watched Passions.
I did. Watch I did too. Passions was a lot.
I watched Passions. I did.
Teresa
too.
Like died, came back to life.
Yeah,
it was a lot. That was a good show.
And what
it,
is Passions?
It's oh a soap opera.
It's trash. Go
it's
on so YouTube. Trash. Go watch it.
Okay,
but it's so
many
great.
Seasons.
It's so great.
I don't
great.
Know. I soap opera's just
well, soap operas just okay. are nonstop. They yeah. don't. They don't.
But
end.
Passions didn't last forever. Kind of like Santa Barbara. Yeah. It didn't last a really long time. Mm-hmm. And do you remember Generations? No, you when you no. were a zygote.
She called her that earlier.
It hurts every time.
I'm sorry. But okay, Generations was a quote unquote black soap opera.
Mm. But okay, so do you Why, think people unquote? Like? Soap operas though, like people are
Jane
people are
yes.
into it.
Is like coming back as like a soap, not
that's,
coming back, but
true.
It's soap
it's like a drama soap opera. Yeah.
Well, I mean, telenovela soap opera.
Yes.
They, yeah, you know they're popular, but in you give them a new name, and people are like, oh, it's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
right. And I'm like, it's just still a soap opera.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, like even Queen of the South is ripped from a telenovela, which was ripped from a book.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
you know, but then USA Network grabs hold of it and they called it a thrilling crime drama.
Mm.
Oh,
and you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. And suddenly it's being taken seriously, and it's like, but it's still the same thing.
Yeah.
And it's filmed here.
And it's filmed here. Yes.
Down the street.
Down the street.
They
yes.
love you now. Mm-hmm. They love you right now.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I've gotten a tour of the set. It was
so
great.
So have
with
I.
You.
I was
we
with
together.
You. We were together. Lower hand praise. How did I forget that?
We interviewed one of the characters. And,
we interviewed a lot of the characters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun day.
I have a question for you, Tommy.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. I know, we're all frightened.
Stacey's already tweeted about me.
I did.
Okay. Is that why you were looking at your phone?
Yep.
And looking to get out of here?
Yeah. He looked so nervous.
I did, okay.
But we're trying to convince you to watch our shows. What are you watching?
You know yeah. what? I don't want to talk about that.
Why not?
Okay.
Tell us the tea.
I watch stuff that doesn't stress me out. I used to be a big Walking Dead fan, mm-hmm. but I would like grab the pillows and I mm-hmm. would like tense up when I'd watch it. And I needed shows that didn't include that.
So
because,
comedies?
Yeah. So I'm so old school. I still watch The Office. If The Office is on, I will watch it.
That's fine.
If Modern Family is on, I will watch it.
Do you and watch Blackish?
I do watch Blackish.
You do?
Yes,
oh
yes.
my God.
I don't like what's happened. I don't want
what
them
do
to divorce.
It's a great show.
It's life.
Oh, it's fine.
They don't
wait,
need
it's
a
life.
Divorce.
It's like, well, you know what really.
Wait, where are you,
are you
at?
Not
I'm sorry, not girl. There.
Wait, okay, please
Spoiler.
Catch me. Okay.
That's like the big twist now.
They're
is that
fighting.
Like they're fighting
they're fighting.
And like close
it's,
to divorce.
It's horrible.
Wait, why but do they want a divorce?
I don't, they just, you know.
Things
what's
happen.
The conflict?
Well, he treats her, he doesn't treat her really well.
No, because she wants to, like, work and stuff, right? Wasn't that a whole, like,
she's been
yeah.
working.
But
she,
I thought, like, after
doctor.
She had the baby, like, yeah. he was like, no, nah, I kind of want you to stay home.
That, whole episode was like a hit over the head. It was like, wait a minute, this is a comedy?
Right.
You know?
It got real dark.
Yeah. Well,
and Kenya Barris just signed a big deal with Netflix.
So is the show going to Netflix?
No. Oh. Netflix is taking all of the creators of color from
ABC. Yeah, because Sean did too.
Or, hey, guys, why don't you just hire other creatives of color? But,
okay.
You know.
All right.
You don't have to poach people. Just, you know, recruit more.
I love how you just look down to you. Just
at
like, oh.
Stacey Fernandez.
At Stacey Fernandez.
We're supposed to
oh, I'm sorry. B.
To watch Insecure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Insecure. Okay. Let me toss out the other show that I'm watching.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm
just
sorry.
Because it is the epitome of just relaxing and not having a care in the world.
The Nature Channel?
I am. You're getting warmer. I could sit and watch the Great British Baking Show all day.
Oh, okay, I thought you were going to say The World's Most Extraordinary Homes. That's a good show.
That's a good, okay.
That's
yes,
a good
but I watch it because I don't know. And it's real funny because I will turn the captions on because mm-hmm. sometimes I don't understand their English. And I could just sit and watch. It's relaxing. I like how it's produced. I like the people. I like the judges. I like the host. And I just...
Ouch.
Everyone goes quiet. But yeah.
Do you watch Nailed It?
It's on my queue.
Nailed It is
it's
so
and,
good.
And so is the one with Offerman and
okay.
Amy Poehler.
Making
it.
Yes.
Making it.
Okay, here's my thing. Making it's good.
Okay.
But Nailed It. If you love Great British Baking Show, you will love Nailed It. Because okay. it's like the flip.
Okay.
It.
Okay. I will give that a try. I have so many to watch now.
I would watch it after that crime show we watched, The Last yes. Defense, just to like calm down.
And that was and that's yeah. Chelsea and I, we were hooked to The Last Defense.
Okay, I'm writing this down.
Because
what's The Last Defense?
They're true crime stories that involve people who are incarcerated and on death row.
Yes.
Oh.
And Viola Davis is the EP, executive producer.
Yeah, and she narrates it,
yes. And it's talking about did they do it? And one of them was took place here
in Rowlett,
yeah. Darley, and Routier.
Routier, yep. Yeah.
That one is involved. And then the one that made me really upset was the second half of Oklahoma City. I'm so bad with names.
Gosh, I was Googling a lot, too.
Timothy McVeigh?
No.
He was a young black guy, like, in college.
I was way off. Oh, man. I just hear Oklahoma City, and I know Oklahoma City hates that they're, like, identified this way, but
yeah.
That was the first name that came to my head.
No, it is someone who is on death row, alive.
Julius,
sounds
is
right.
Is that his name?
Smith?
Jones.
Julius Jones.
I prefer Snapped.
Is that the one with the women?
The women.
Yeah, my mom loves that show.
Have you seen? There's like a whole cottage industry. There's one called "Till Death Do Us Part," mm-hmm. and there's another one called "Thou Shalt Not." It's all biblical crimes.
Really?
So many. Yes.
Does anybody watch? Oh, what's happening?
What's going on?
Nothing.
I guess
saw Doug.
What are we going for 30
anybody
minutes?
Watch Greenleaf? By any chance?
Yes.
I watched the
you
first
do?
Season.
Yes, I watched the first season.
Okay, you didn't watch the second one?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I just, look, I
it's
got,
not good.
I
but,
got so much to watch.
I love Oprah so in it, though. Oprah's good.
Oprah's
yeah,
really
Oprah's
good in it, right?
Great.
She's a really good actress.
She is.
I wish she would do more, but mm-hmm. I mean, she's queen of everything. She doesn't have to.
Mm-hmm.
She,
right.
You know what? She's queen of everything but soul.
Uh-oh. This is true.
Well,
I'm just saying.
Bringing it all back
moment
around.
Of silence.
Yeah, we're bringing it all back around. Moment of silence.
A blink of silence.
Okay. is the haves and have nots still on?
Yeah,
that show is absolute garbage. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Like,
Do you know that he writes the music? He does everything. I think he does everything but build the sets for that thing.
Who? Wow.
Tyler Perry.
Tyler.
I support him, but like I can't.
What are your thoughts on Tyler Perry?
He just keeps producing the same kind of content.
Oh.
Like I feel like he just thinks there's one black experience,
Wait,
and that's the only
well,
thing he cares
is he coming
to.
Out
but
with
that's
that? His black experience.
That's
the thing.
Is he coming out with that movie with Tiffany Haddish? Is that
yes.
his movie?
Yes. But
that looks good.
It does look good.
Okay.
Nobody's Fool?
Yeah.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Tiffany Haddish and Tika Sumpter.
Oh, we're being told to wrap
yeah,
it up.
We're being told to wrap it up.
Well, okay.
I guess since we're being told to wrap it up, we're going to wrap it up.
This was fun, y'all.
This was fun.
Next
this
time we will
fun.
Convince you about Insecure.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, guys, you know where to find us. We're on iTunes. We're on that other thing, Audio Boom. And it's From the Hip, Dawn Burks, got Stacey Fernandez, got Chelsea Watkins, and got Tommy Noel,
who
stayed with us the entire time. Yay.
Yay.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.